Amber Hay, couple accused of killing teen to steal baby acquitted, date modified colon 2024-09-16T06:30:21.289Z, description colon Robert and Ann Gives were accused of killing an intellectually disabled teen to steal her baby, dot. Couple accused of murdering teen to steal baby acquitted, Supreme Court of New South Wales, Amber Hay, who is pictured with the father of her child Robert Gives, disappeared in 2002, on a cold winter's day in June 2002, an intellectually disabled teenage girl disappeared from the New South Wales River Ina without a trace. Since then, the mystery of what happened to Amber Hay has captivated the vast Australian farming region, due to a stunning allegation that the 19-year-old was killed by the father of her 5-month-old baby and his wife, so that they could take her child. 2 decades on, Robert and Ann Gives, both 64, were charged with her murder, but on Monday were acquitted after a high-profile trial. Justice Julia Lonergan found that prosecutors had failed to prove their alleged motive, saying, "Cases are not decided on rumor, speculation, or suspicion. The Givesies are the last known people to have seen Amber alive. They have long said they dropped her at a train station 300 kilometres, 186 miles, from their home in Kingsvale, where the three had been living at the time, so that she could visit her dying father on June 5. Despite extensive police investigations, a coronial inquiry, and $1 million reward for information, her body has never been found. Prosecutors relied on witness testimony and hundreds of documents to support their theory that the Givesies had manipulated Amber into having Robert's baby, and then removed her from the equation when she wouldn't relinquish custody. The court heard the couple had an adult son, who had previously dated Amber, but in the early 2000s still desperately wanted another child, having endured several miscarriages and a stillbirth. However, the defense said the allegation they killed Amber to steal her baby was baseless, and that the investigation into the pair, who have spent 2 years in prison awaiting trial, was flawed from the start. They told the court a haze of mistrust had clouded the local community's view of the Givesies due to Robert's history, which included acquittals for the murder of an ex-partner who was found shot in the face on his property, and sexual assault charges involving 2 schoolgirls. That passed, the Givesies' lawyers said, had created a presumption of guilt that persisted for decades, and ultimately blinded police as they looked for Amber. Over 9 weeks, dozens of witnesses gave evidence about the final months of the teen's life, describing a kind-hearted yet vulnerable young woman who struggled to discern between love and exploitation. 2 recalled how Amber had shared stories of abuse with them, including instances where Robert Gives had allegedly plied her with alcohol, tied her up, and had sex with her. And the couple's son Robbie told the court that his mother had referred to his ex-girlfriend as a surrogate and that both parents had turned up at his home in the dead of night asking him to accept Amber's child as his little brother. The prosecution also tendered an agreement Amber made Robert sign, promising not to take her child, as well as a will she created stipulating her aunt be given custody of the baby in the event of her death. There was little sign, in the sea of evidence in this case, that Amber was ever shown the love she needed or deserved, Justice Lonergan said, adding that it is clear beyond a reasonable doubt that she is dead. But the judge ultimately found a critical problem with the prosecution's case: there was no satisfactory evidence that Anne and Robert still held a desire for more children when Amber became pregnant. She criticized the accounts of prosecution witnesses and said the investigation had focused on disproving the Givesies' version of events rather than investigating the cause of Amber's disappearance. Looking at the couple as they sat in the dock, Justice Lonergan ordered that they be released from custody immediately. One member of the public gallery stormed out of the courtroom to scream. Amber's relatives, too, were visibly shaken, with some later quietly breaking down in tears outside court. A teenager looking for love and solace, ABC News/Sharon Gordon, Robert and Ann Gives have been in prison since their arrest 2 years ago. The prosecution and defense agreed on little throughout the trial, other than that Amber's life had been exceptionally difficult, and that her death came prematurely. Amber went back and forth between places and people looking for love and solace. She never found it. She was still looking for it when she disappeared, Justice Lonergan concluded. The court heard that Amber had come to Kingsvale, an isolated suburb near the regional town of Young, in the 1990s to live with her great-aunt Stella Nealon, after fleeing a dysfunctional childhood in Sydney marred by epilepsy, learning difficulties, and a violent alcoholic father. Ms. Nealon had lived next door to the Giveses, who were both in their 40s at the time and were introduced to Amber by their 17-year-old son Robbie. The court heard that Amber's life at her great-aunt's house was volatile, and at times physically violent. Much of the tension stemmed from Amber's relationship with one of her cousins, which had resulted in an abortion at age 14. In police interviews played to the court, the Giveses said they had offered Amber refuge and that she had entered a sexual relationship with Robert shortly after. The Giveses said that although their relationship with the teen may have seemed weird or confronting to outsiders, the three of them got along very well, with Anne telling police that Amber saw her as a maternal figure. When it became clear in 2001 that Amber had fallen pregnant with Robert's child, it caused a rupture within the local community, and ultimately severed Robbie's relationship with his parents, an estrangement still apparent in court on Monday. By all accounts, Amber adored her son, but social workers and friends testified that she also struggled to keep up with the ceaseless demands of motherhood. The Giveses have maintained that they did their best to help Amber navigate those challenges, and that they did so without vested interest. And in her ruling, Justice Lonergan found nothing sinister in their provision of assistance for Amber and her child, whose privacy is still subject to strict legal protections. Further, she said the consistent account given by the Giveses, that they last saw Amber as she walked towards the station after kissing her son goodbye, was not inherently implausible. Listing the details of the case, she noted that while it was clear Amber was attacked, abused, and made to feel unsafe since childhood, the prosecution had failed to establish how she met her end. She conceded it is an outcome which leaves some of the factual matters in the case, which has tortured so many close to it for decades, unresolved, New South Wales, Australia.